Clinical and endoscopic findings in children with lower gastrointestinal bleeding. Introduction: lower gastrointestinal bleeding originates in the digestive tract distal to the ligament of Treitz. It is more common in males, and its incidence increases with age. The clinical presentation can range from a mild, non-threatening event to an acute, life-threatening episode with diverse causes, requiring thorough investigation and endoscopic evaluation. Objective: to identify the clinical and endoscopic findings in children with lower gastrointestinal bleeding attending the Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition Unit of Dr. Carlos Arvelo Hospital in a case series. Methods: this was a quantitative, observational, non-experimental, cross-sectional descriptive study. The population included 20 patients who underwent colonoscopy. Results: the mean age was 6.5 years, with a male predominance, 60%. Most patients belonged to GRFAR 4 socioeconomic status, 50%, had a history of antibiotic use, 60.5%, and followed a low-fiber diet, 96.79%. The most common symptoms and signs were abdominal pain, 40.00%, and rectal bleeding, 85.00%, respectively. The most frequent endoscopic finding was rectal polyps, 85.00%, with histological analysis showing juvenile retention polyps in 95.00% of cases. Conclusion: rectal bleeding and abdominal pain are the most common clinical manifestations of lower gastrointestinal bleeding in children, with juvenile retention rectal polyps being the predominant etiology.